Scratch Records presents A Night of Music at the Interurban Gallery 1 East Hastings on June 10th. Performing that night are Himalayan Bear, who just finished up a tour with new pornographer Catherine Calder, Prairie Cat, who will be debuting material off his upcoming album, and Chris Horrific from Parts Unknown and the Bible Belts will also be playing. All ages welcome, doors open at 9 p.m, advance tickets are $8 from Red Cat, Scratch or Zulu Records, or it's $10 in at the door. Good one.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, and I have got a pretty random show today. Things are going through a little bit of some changing up here this summer at the station, so I am going to be, I don't know. What am I going to change? I feel like I'm going to be playing a lot more of what comes out of my own library rather than what comes out of the radio station's library itself, although I will still be milking that resource to close to its bitter end. What I am featuring today is a band called Narwhal. They're from Vancouver. I don't know if you were at their show, but they recently played as part of Weird Pop Waste. They played at Nyala, which has been doing tons and tons of shows over on Main there. I saw them play a while ago during Shindig, and they, like, totally kicked butt. They're really cool. It's Issam and Selena. There's two, drums and guitar, and they are... you can check them out at narwhalsongs.com. I was trying to find them for the longest time. I don't know what was wrong with me, but it took me forever. I know there are a lot of bands called Narwhal. It's a really popular name, unfortunately. And apparently they're working on their own album, so I only have demos available as of yet, unfortunately. But it's still there. It's still good. I'm also going to start something new and see if I can do this for maybe the rest of the summer or until things settle down over here on my end at CITR. But I think, well, okay, let me back it up. First of all, I have an obsession with string quartets. I don't play a string instrument. I play the piano, but if I did, I would play in a string quartet ASAP as soon as I could. It's hard. It's also so intimate and awesome, and to see a string quartet live is like totally one of the coolest experiences ever. If I could employ my own string quartet, I would. They would play with me everywhere I went. I think I would probably put the cellist on a trailer so that I could sort of have them mobile as I, say, went and did my grocery shopping. And, you know, they would serenade me while I brushed my teeth. It would be amazing. By the way, if any of you are string players and you're listening, you can look me up on the CITR website. My email is there. And I cook, so food would be available. If you have nothing to dedicate your life to, you can dedicate your life to playing for me. Yeah. I am going to start this thing, though, on my show. Where I'm going to play at least a part of a string quartet every week so that I can start listening to more stuff and so can you. So today I'm going to be playing some Cage. A little more on that later. I think I've played a little bit of this before, so I'm only playing a small part of this piece. And I'm also playing some Ades. And I'll tell you more about him later too. Right now, I do want to start some tunes. So I'm going to play you, let's see. Oh, I'll play them in the order that they are. I'll play you New Naturally. This is written by Narwhal. And following that, I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from Rudolph. And the new album out of this guy, Andrew Wayworth, from also Vancouver on the North Shore. It's called Songs from Hungary, and there was a CD release party yesterday So this is fairly new. I'll play two tracks. One of them's really short. It's called No Noise. And then the next one is called Open Sesame Street. And I'll go over this again at the end of the set if you forgot or missed any of what I just said. But first, here's Narwhal.
Thank you. noise on the balcony. No noise, no noise. Thank you.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot? A salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
All right, everybody, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming out from UBC. If you are just tuning in, or you tuned in during that set, we were listening to Narwhal, their song New Naturally, and that was followed by No Noise and Open Sesame Street, both by Rudolph. I'm going to play another Narwhal song for you now. This is called Lost at Sea. And following that, I'm going to play that first movement of the String Quartet in Four Parts by John Cage. I just want to tell you a little bit about it. It's called Quietly Flowing, and most people know John Cage for his aleatoric music and his philosophy that has a lot of influence coming from Zen Buddhism. He's really famous for his 433, which is a silent piece intended to get the audience more aware of its surroundings and how the silence, how there is really no such thing as silence in almost all cases. I think even if you throw yourself in an isolation chamber, you will still hear your own heartbeat and nervous system. So a lot of things, no silence. Did I tell you? Okay. Yeah. It was written in 1950. So it's a little bit earlier before he went into that phase. But it does take ideas from Indian philosophy, and he is thinking a lot about silence, because what he's doing here is he's praising silence without actually using it. The first movement, I just said, quietly flowing along, it is representing summer. So I will be playing that, but first here's Narwhal with their song Lost at Sea.
Thank you. Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
I think there's a generosity of spirit to the event that people are able to share it.
The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair is a two-day celebration of making and creating. It's an all-ages family festival promoting the ethos of DIY on a larger scale. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair will take you through an inspiring, energetic, and captivating range of exhibits, including workshops, performances, displays, and a speaker series. Some of the features include pyrotechnics, kinetic sculptures, interactive musical installations, and 3D printers that can print themselves. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair takes place at Great Northern Way Campus June 25th and 26th. For advanced tickets and more information, visit MakerFaire, that's FAIRE.ca.
So trippy. Okay, so I'm going to play another Narwhal piece, song, interlude. It's called Interlude 2, also off the website. If you're just tuning in, it's narwhalsongs.com. And following that, I'm going to play something written by Thomas Adez, and it's from his string quartet Arcadiana, which was written around 93-94, and I'm playing it. It's a recording done by the string quartet that actually premiered the piece. They're called Indelian Quartet, and it's a set of seven miniatures, and I guess you can say that the odd number ones have to do with water, and the even-numbered ones have something to do with land. It's pretty abstract, but that's sort of the way it's been mapped out, it seems. And a little bit about Adez himself. He is a Brit, and he's really done quite a good job for himself. He has been going far, and he's already gotten a honorary doctorate by the University of Essex, for example, and he is just really prolific. They have already done a retrospective of his music, and he's 36. So it gives you an idea of how he's really been going places. The new up-and-comer, I guess, or already has been up-and-coming. So I'll be playing the first four movements. The first one is Venezia Nocturne. The second one is Das klinget so herrlich, das klinget so schön. And the third one, Auf dem Wasser zu singen. And the fourth one is A, which is a Tango Mortale. And I guess that's all I want to say about that one. So I'm going to start you off with Narwhal. This is Interlude 2.
Yeah.
This is a moment where we all have to wait for me because I haven't gotten myself organized. And, oh, here we are. Now, here is your Arez.
Thank you.
All right, welcome to back. This is Robin, and you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming from Vancouver, that was a little bit of Thomas Adez's Arcadiana. Only 15 minutes left of the show. I still have a few things left to show you, such as some Mats Gustafsson playing with Sonic Youth on an album I pulled out here of the radio station. Him and my new favorite, Colin Stetson, who I played the crap out of his album a couple weeks ago, like maybe a month ago, maybe more actually. It's been a while, so I decided maybe I'm not going to play it again, but I will play some Mats, because at the Jazz Fest they are both going to be playing together. Two saxophonists playing together, both are amazing. I would be drooling at the concert. I'm kind of drooling looking at the website. This is happening on July 1st at 2:30, and it's at the Performance Works. It is free, 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 free. Go to the show. It is free. Colin Stetson is also playing at the Ironworks, I think, on the 2nd. Not free. So I'll play a little bit of Mats Gustafsson. You can hear a little bit of that. But do check out Colin Stetson. He's super rocks and so awesome. My new favorite, my new favorite, my new favorite. Okay. But first, what do we have here? What do we have here? First, I'll just let them tell you.
This is Jimmy Faye, Channel 5 Stone Jive, the all-black station for all black people with all the news that grooves at noon, live from Oakland, California. As you are probably aware, several local mystics have predicted a landing from space this afternoon here at this spot opposite the Sector 5 government building in the person of a black musician and thinker named Sun Ra.
I haven't seen him yet. He should be here any time now.
He's reported to have disappeared while traveling in Europe in June 1969. He's reputed to have been traveling in outer space all this time with his intergalactic myth-signed solar orchestra. And upon landing here, will reveal to the world his so-called plan for the salvation of the black race.
Where the hell is he?
It is now a couple of minutes past the time when Mr. Ra is scheduled to appear, so apparently he's not quite as efficient as our own NASA program people.
Son of a bitch! Ain't that just like him? 2 minutes late.
Hey, there he is!
This is incredible. I can't believe it is really happening.
Our ship has landed. Our ship has landed. Mobile units are being dispatched to the area, and we should have reports momentarily. This is Jimmy Faye, Channel 5, Stone Jive, saying, follow me. Follow me.
All right, you guys. Let me tell you a little bit more about what else is happening here on CITR today. After my show is News 101, also the hockey game. I thought I was like, I'm not going to mention it the whole show. I'm not going to mention it. But I had to. Because it's there. It's happening. And, yeah. You know, it's kind of exciting. I'm not really like a hockey fan. I have to admit, I don't really watch hockey, but just to sort of feel the energy and the craziness in the air, I think it's cool. It's not every day, right? Anyway, what am I saying? Gosh. Okay, right now, right. I'm going to tell you what else is coming up. News 101, 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, Robert's in here. 6:30, Robert's still here. Sore throats, clapping hands. And 7:30, Exploding Head Movies. 9 o'clock, The Jazz Show with Gavin. And Canada Post Rock with John at midnight. And that's CITR for Monday. So I'm going to leave you now with a little bit of Mats Gustafsson. Just like I said, this is the third track off his album, Hydros 3 with Sonic Youth. Yeah, it doesn't have a track name. It's like it's called Excerpt 3, Barry Sachs or something like that. Okay? Have a good week, folks. Thank you.